You're listening to the G-Ray Records Music Network. You enjoy.
Welcome back, Deep Divers. We're diving deep into the world of R&B today, and I am so excited to explore the work of Jane Hancock. You know her, right?
Oh, yeah. She's got that amazing track with Snoop.
I want to thank Me 2.0. Yeah, but that's just the tip of the iceberg, trust me.
Really? Okay, I'm intrigued.
Our source material today is going to take us way back to her early career, before she was even in the spotlight. I think you'll be surprised by how much she's done behind the scenes, like serious songwriting credits.
So kind of like a ghostwriter for other artists.
Exactly. But she's also got this whole solo career that's really taking off now. We'll trace her journey, look at some of her key collaborations.
Ooh, collaborations always make things interesting.
Oh, absolutely. Plus, we'll get into what makes her music so captivating, her sound, her lyrics, the whole package. By the end of this, you'll be adding her whole discography to your playlist, I guarantee it. Ready to dive in?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so the article kicks off with Jane Hancock's early days, and it's amazing how much she accomplished before even releasing her own music. She was actually ghostwriting for some pretty big names, like Kelly Rowland, Rick Ross, Tyrese.
Whoa, hold on. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Like that Kelly Rowland from Destiny's Child?
The one and only, and it gets even wilder, Teddy Riley.
Teddy Riley.
Oh.
The new Jack Swing King himself. That's a huge deal.
Oh, I know, right? This woman's been working with legends from the start. To have that kind of trust from such established artists that early in her career, it speaks volumes.
It's not just about writing lyrics. It's about understanding the artist's voice, their style, their message.
Yeah.
She must have some serious talent to be tapped for that kind of work.
Absolutely. And the article highlights this one quote that really struck me. Rafael Sadiq, you know him.
Oh, yeah. Love his music.
Well, he called Jane Hancock a musical medium. Think about that for a second.
Wow, that's high praise coming from him. Musical medium. It's like she's channeling something deeper, not just writing catchy tunes.
That's exactly what I thought. It seems like he really recognized her potential early on, her ability to tap into something real and raw. And it feels like that recognition from Sadiq was a turning point.
Okay, I'm starting to see the bigger picture here. She's honing her skills behind the scenes, working with some of the best in the business.
And then, boom, she dropped her debut mixtape, Truth Be Told. The article says it was executive produced by, you guessed it, Rafael Sadiq.
Makes sense. He saw her potential and wanted to help her shine.
And it really seems like this mixtape was her moment to step out of the shadows and share her own voice, her own story. The article really emphasizes how personal the lyrics are, like she's bearing her soul to the world.
You know, it makes you wonder, after writing for all those other artists, what was it like for her to turn the spotlight on herself?
Right. Was it scary, liberating? We can only imagine. But one thing's clear. This mixtape was a major statement. But hold on, there's more. Her journey doesn't stop there.
Oh, I bet. She's got that collaboration with Snoop Dogg, right?
Yep. And she's involved with the Grand National Collective, too.
I haven't heard of that. What's their sound like?
It's a really cool mix, honestly. They've got this eclectic vibe, but I don't want to spoil it too much. We can dive into that more later. But the point is, Jane Hancock isn't staying in one lane. She's constantly evolving, collaborating, experimenting.
So even after that breakout mixtape, she's still pushing her boundaries.
Exactly. And it's fascinating to see where that takes her musically. Speaking of music, you want to hear about some of her most popular tracks.
Absolutely. Give me the rundown.
Okay, first up, you already mentioned it. I Want to Thank Me 2.0, featuring Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, such a good song. That beat is fire.
And the message is powerful too, right? It's all about self-love, gratitude, knowing your worth. In a world where we're constantly bombarded with messages to be someone else, it's so refreshing to hear a song like that.
You're so right. It's like an anthem for self-acceptance.
Totally. Okay, next we've got Who Dis? The article describes it as catchy and confident.
Okay, based on the title alone, I'm already feeling that vibe.
Right, it's like she's owning her power, not afraid to stand out. Then there's The Weeknd, and get this, it features Ty Dolla $ign and October London.
Whoa, she's really pulling out all the stops with these collaborations. That Dolla $ign, that's classic West Coast hip hop, right?
You got it. And October London brings a more contemporary flavor to the mix. It's this really cool blend of old school and new school vibes.
That sounds amazing. I'm definitely adding that to my list.
You should. Okay, last one, but definitely not least, Lay Next to Me. The article calls it a soulful and heartfelt single.
Okay, so we've gone from self-love anthems to confident bangers to something more intimate.
Exactly. It's like she's giving us a glimpse into her heart, her vulnerability. It really shows her range as an artist, you know?
I'm really getting a sense of how multifaceted she is. It's like she can do it all.
That's the beauty of Jane Hancock. She doesn't limit herself. She's explored so many different sounds and collaborations, and it all contributes to her unique voice.
Speaking of collaborations, we've touched on a few, but I think it's worth going back and really appreciating how important they've been to her journey.
Absolutely. We talked about Rafael Sadiq and his early belief in her, but think about those other names. Kelly Rowland, Tyrese, Teddy Riley. To be able to adapt her writing style to fit each of their distinct sounds is impressive.
Right. It's not just about writing a good song, it's about understanding their artistic vision and helping them bring it to life. She clearly had the skills to do that.
And that connection with Kalani, attending the Oakland School for the Arts together, that must have been a really formative experience.
Absolutely. To be surrounded by other creative minds, especially at that age, can be so inspiring. It's like they were all building each other up, pushing each other to be better.
And then, of course, her recent work with Snoop Dogg. I Wanna Thank Me 2.0 is a prime example, but she's also been involved in other projects under his Death Row Records label. That's a whole new level of exposure.
Right. Snoop Dogg is an icon, a legend. Aligning herself with him in that legacy is a major move, and it speaks to how far she's come.
And we can't forget October London. Their names keep popping up together, especially on those Death Row projects. Seems like they've found a really solid working dynamic.
You know what they say? Teamwork makes the dream work. Their frequent collaborations suggest a shared vision, a creative synergy that really works for them.
And the article makes it clear that these collaborations weren't just random pairings. They were crucial stepping stones, helping her refine her skills, expand her network, and ultimately prepare her for a successful solo career.
It's like each collaboration was a learning experience, a chance to grow and evolve. She was absorbing knowledge, building relationships, and constantly refining her craft. It's inspiring, honestly.
It is. Okay, now let's dive back into her solo work. We've mentioned Truth Be Told and how it showcased her personal, relatable style.
Yeah, that really seemed like her statement to the world. This is who I am. This is my story.
And remember how the article talked about her exploration of new sonic territories? With the Grand National Collective under Snoop Dogg's guidance, she's constantly pushing boundaries.
Which is so important to stay fresh, to keep growing. An artist needs to be willing to experiment, to take risks. And it seems like she's not afraid to do that.
Not at all. The article uses these three phrases that I think sum her up perfectly. Vivid storytelling, emotional depth, and a unique blend of genres.
Wow, yeah. You get a sense of someone who's not just singing words, but weaving stories, sharing their heart, and creating something truly original.
Exactly. So as we wrap up our deep dive into the world of Jane Hancock, it's clear that we're dealing with a seriously talented artist who's carved her own path.
From those early days as a behind-the-scenes songwriter, to her powerful solo work and those incredible collaborations, it's been an amazing journey.
Absolutely. She's got that raw talent, the captivating lyrics, the versatility, and a genuine ability to connect with listeners on a deeper level. What more could you ask for in an artist?
I'm thinking about something you said earlier about how writing for all those other artists, inhabiting their styles and voices, might have actually helped her find her own unique voice. It's like she absorbed all that experience and channeled it into something even more powerful.
Right. It makes you wonder how those behind-the-scenes years shaped her perspective, her creativity, her understanding of music as a whole. It's fascinating to think about.
Definitely something to ponder. And hey, listeners, if you haven't checked out Jane Hancock's music yet, what are you waiting for? You're in for a treat. Trust me.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. And until next time, keep exploring the world of music.